But it's a long process. I mean, this process goes on for 3 to 4 months here with us.
The application process.
Yes, yes. From the time that you interview to you hear something, it's going to be at least 2 or 3 months. And by the time that you, and they won't just put you on a boat here where I'm at. You'll come in. You'll spend some time in the office learning who is who, what departments, who is your contacts here, what do they do. You know, then they'll come back. We'll have a port mate. A port mate will take them out. We have a training pad, kind of show them the ropes, right, the lines, you know, the ratchets, wires, and what really happens on the deck.
That's before they even...
Yeah, before they even get to a boat.
Get underway, yeah.
Yeah, they're not even on a boat at this point. And they'll go through a 2-week process of that, and then if they're recommended by this port mate, then eventually... They'll take one day and take the group and take them out to a boat, say, okay, here's what it's like. Here's daytime. We're going to stay for 3 or 4 hours, let it get dark. Now, see what this is like. This is nighttime. Mm-hmm. Get them back off the boat, take them back, you know, do some more training with them. That way they have an idea of what they're getting into, which, like, I had no idea.
Right.
You know, but anyway, and it helps, but the biggest thing is today, people, you know, being away from home, that's one thing about this job. You know, you are away from home.
Right.
But what I always loved about it is, you know, you think about it, I worked 30 days on and I was 30 days off.
Yeah.
My 30 days off, I could do what I liked, you know. You know, I had time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been very good to me. I love everything that I've done about it,
mm-hmm.
you know. And as I said before, too, you know, I mean, my parents or nobody's done this, so it's always 100 questions,
you right?
Know, that because they're just fascinated by it.
What did your parents do?
Well, my dad was worked in a factory,
mm-hmm.
and he was a supervisor over what's a power owned company too, but what they done, they made transformers, you know, for power lines and stuff.
Okay.
He retired from that, and. And my mom, I mean, she was all pretty much on her own business, you know, doing ceramics and
okay.
things like that. I mean, she worked at the school, stuff like that, and stayed home being a mom, you mm-hmm. know. So
your dad, as a factory worker, did that life appeal to you at all as a teenager, looking ahead to what you might want to be doing?
For him, working into a factory?
Was that ever an option for you? I mean, did you ever think about, well, I'll go get a factory job like your dad?
Well, I did, but I just didn't think I wanted to do that.
Yeah.
You know, I guess at a point in my time, my life, you know, when I was 19, I thought that I was ready to kind of go out, kind of be on my own, you know, because I thought it would be good for me, mm-hmm. and it was. You know, I was kind of the wild child, you might say, but nothing, I mean, I've never done nothing terrible. No.
Right.
But, you know, I just, my typical, you know, boy, you know.
Sure.
But, so getting out of the house and going to a boat really done me a lot of good because it made me grow up.
Mm-hmm.
It did. It did make me grow up, so.
Was there part of that, you know, the idea or prospect of working in a factory that didn't appeal to that, you know, sense of freedom the way that working on a boat would have?
Yeah, working in a factory. I worked there for a short time, but as soon as I graduated too, you know, but I worked in a factory to where I just didn't see myself retiring there it just wasn't me, you know. I mean, somebody watching over you all your times, I mean, you do your stuff, and when they say it's break time. Other than that, you're just full speed ahead, nonstop. I mean, boat time, yeah, you're going to get some relaxed time, you know. You can sit back, relax. You can ask questions. You know, I was fascinated to where I didn't know whether I wanted at one point to go to the engine room or be a pilot.
Mm-hmm.
I always wanted to be a pilot, but I seen an opening coming up, and the captain told me. He said, "Yeah." He said, "I understand you want that too." He said, "But I'm telling you, I think where you need to be is in the wheelhouse."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Well, that's ultimately my goal," and he got me there.